This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Don't walk alone. All right. Senator Tim Kaine, he is a Democrat from Virginia. He's a potential running mate choice for a pantsuit as her VP. Yet he recently joined other Democratic senators on the Senate floor to attack the Cornwell Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation and other Virginia-based organizations in an attempt to defend climate alarmism against its critics. Now, anytime this happens, they attempt to vilify, intimidate, and silence experts who disagree with the alarmist views on global warming and climate change. And Kaine presented an argument rife with logical fallacies, appeals to emotion, straw men, ridicule, oversimplification, and misrepresentation. The one thing the good senator forgot to include in his speech was any sound science and ethics. According to Kaine, the Cornwell Alliance is part of a web of denial, a shadow organization, bizarro and greedy. Senator Kaine read just a tiny piece of our open letter to Pope Francis on climate change in which they quoted Psalm 19. He then said, so somebody's really using scripture to argue that making our energy production cleaner, safer, cheaper violates the Christian tenet of caring for the poor. Now, if you were actually to read the letter, you would discover that it addresses both science and economics. More important, it explains that pushing wind, solar, biofuel, and other technologies that are not currently cheaper or better for the environment also hurts those in poverty. You would have also seen that it was signed by hundreds of scientists, including over 20 climate scientists, but you didn't mention any of that. Senators Kaine, Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat from Rhode Island, and others have banded together to attack the alleged web of denial that appears to be made up only of conservative organizations that they claim are funded by ExxonMobil and other fossil fuel corporations that they consider immoral, even though the energy they provide has been indispensable to lifting and keeping billions of people out of poverty, and even though ExxonMobil has not given any of those groups a dime for a decade or more. Moreover, there's another web of denial, the one created by climate alarmist organizations that are funded by renewable energy corporations, wealthy liberal foundations, and government agencies that stand to gain money, prestige, and power from promoting scares about climate change. Kathleen Hartnett White brilliantly demonstrates in her booklet, Fossil Fuels, the Moral Case, they have been caught exaggerating, fabricating, and falsifying data to support their views, suppressing contrary data, intimidating scientists who disagree, and corrupting the scientific peer review process. Senator Kaine claims that 70% of Virginians agree that the scientific consensus that catastrophic anthropogenic global warming is real and that it is urgent that we do something about it. Where is the evidence of that? Where is the... Have we lost the video feed? Yes, we have lost the video feed. How did that happen? Sign in. How did we lose the video feed? Got it. I don't know how that happened. Okay. I don't know how that happened there. Anyway, should be up. It should be up there. Should be up there right now. I don't know what's happened. So I guess I'll disconnect that. I love technology. I do love technology. Anyway, back to the anthropogenic stuff. And now it's back up. There it is. Refresh. Where's the evidence that 70% of Virginians agree with this? Or Americans, for that matter. They may agree that global warming and climate change are real and that humans today are contributing somewhat to these cycles and fluctuations, which have been ongoing for a millennia. But to convert that into saying a huge majority believe humans are causing catastrophic changes is disingenuous. To say they want to spend trillions of dollars to try to control Earth's climate has no basis in fact. And what scientific consensus is he talking about? The 97% of scientists that is the go-to statistic for the alarmists has been debunked so thoroughly that it takes serious chutzpah to use it. There's the fact that shows there has been no statistically significant long-term global warming for nearly all of the last 19 years. And yet they deny that too. And CO2 has increased quite significantly during this time as developing countries built coal-fired power plants, created jobs, lifted people out of abject poverty, dramatically improved the living standard for billions, built roads and highways, and put millions of cars and trucks on them. So where is the correlation between increased temperature and rising CO2 levels? There is none. No one argues that humans have absolutely no effect on the environment or on potential warming. What is in question is whether human CO2 emissions will create temperature increases and other planetary changes so dramatic that they will cause catastrophes that justify spending trillions of dollars in vain efforts to stabilize a climate and temperature that have never been stable. We've never controlled the power, the weather. We've never been able to do that, ever. Right now, the only proof that alarmists have is computer model projections that are wildly inaccurate and a hockey stick graph that is utterly worthless and has been derided by the scientific community for the ability of that computer model to create suddenly rising global temperatures when it's fed random numbers from a phone book. And that's some serious denial of the usefulness or uselessness of climate models, of what is actually happening in the real world, and of the fundamental human right of people everywhere to use fossil fuels to improve their living standards, health, and well-being. So, the other part of this is they just want to, like I keep telling everybody, this is a way to create a new currency, climate credit. This would not, everything that we buy today, the price of that would go straight through the roof. Okay? Simply because these companies would have to buy credit from somewhere in the Congo to pollute, and then a coffee table that you buy at IKEA for $35 would now cost $3,500. Same coffee table. Just had to pay to pollute, that's all. Of course, then IKEA goes out of business. Everybody is out of a job there. We can't buy no coffee tables. We're out of jobs too, probably, because we can't afford fuel anymore or anything else. And we still don't have the Mr. Coffee Maker Fusion model that goes on the back of the car. Although I'm sure one day we will. Global climate alarmists. I love them so. We will be right back.
naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Coming to you live from the Frogs and Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Second Call Defense, they will prevent you from walking alone. From the very beginning, CNN has been deeply invested in crafting the fictional narrative that drives the Black Lives Matter movement. Now that domestic terrorists aligned with the movement have carried out murderous ambushes of police officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge and at least half a dozen other cities in recent weeks, the cable news channel is clearly looking to provide a smokescreen for their political allies, in addition to other things. And we're going to get into them right now. Now, CNN's Chris Cuomo and Joshua Berlinger are clearly desperate to exonerate Black Lives Matter and have attempted to concoct a laughable defense of Black Lives Matter terrorism as they flippantly damn generations of honorable combat veterans. They said that the man who shot six law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge, killing three, suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. A source involved in the investigation told CNN's Chris Cuomo. Long joined the Marine Corps in 2005 and worked as a data network specialist, according to the U.S. military. This means this guy was a computer geek, okay? And computer geeks do deploy, okay? They deploy and go to places like Iraq, but this guy never went on a combat patrol. He's not out there, you know, he's not out there talking about, well, you know, this gook baby came, you know, he's not doing that. He's not having a Rambo meltdown. He never saw the horrors of war. He was a fobbit. And I don't even know what those, are. In the military, we referred to, we called them REMPs, and I can't tell you what that means. He never saw anything remotely approaching combat. What did he do in the Marines? He was a cyber network operator, and that is the term for what the Marine Corps formerly called data network specialists. These Marines are responsible for the installation, configuration, and management of data network or cyber systems in both a standalone and client-server environment, including MS Exchange, defense message systems, and other authorized data network systems. He was probably configuring some email systems, and he got a paper cut. The things I've seen. I'm not going to say Cuomo and Berlinger are lying about their source, but let's be honest. Journalists can't find anonymous sources and experts of dubious credibility to provide quotes to fit any, or they can, to fit any predetermined narrative, something that CNN knows quite well. After all, that's how they generated the fiction that attempted cop killer Michael Brown was shot in the back running away when he was shot in the hand attempting to kill Darren Wilson with his gun in an unprovoked attack, and who finally fell at Wilson's feet with a shot to the top of his head as he was bum rushing the officer. This domestic terrorist in Baton Rouge left behind an amazing body of work that revealed the inner workings of his mind in both video and print forms. His Twitter feed routinely referenced and conversed with radical black nationalists and promoted violence against law enforcement. His YouTube channel is a stunning mix of New Age mumbo-jumbo, paranoia, African supremacy rhetoric, and disdain for other races and for the police. And he even published several bizarre self-help books. These terrorists who stalked and killed Dallas and Baton Rouge police officers were clearly spurred on by reporting in the mainstream media that dishonestly asserted that the Baton Rouge resident, Alton Sterling, was just selling CDs when the police officers attacked him as he did nothing and then executed him for no reason. The emerging reality, of course, was that serial felon Sterling had threatened a homeless man with a handgun that he illegally acquired just the night before, that he illegally had possession of when they found him, and the Baton Rouge police responded to that homeless man's call for help after he was threatened with that revolver from the 300-pound-plus Sterling. 24 hours after the execution narrative was pushed by cable and network television news channels that have made hundreds of millions of dollars pushing an anti-cop narrative, a high-resolution video emerged that showed Sterling, a sex offender with a long history of arrests for violence and weapons charges, was struggling with officers when his gun was discovered, and that Sterling was shot after attempting to buck off an officer trying to control him while reaching towards the revolver in the right front pocket. Of course, that's been downplayed. telling the truth instead of stoking the narrative with outrage doesn't drive ratings and pay salaries. Like fictional narratives like the innocent Trayvon Martin, who was stalked by George Zimmerman, and that Michael Brown was shot in the back. And the story of Alton Sterling being executed appears to be an abject lie. None of that matters to a national news media drunk on the money they make selling the lie that law enforcement officers execute minorities merely because of the color of their skin. None of that matters to those viewers who already hate police and are simply looking for an excuse to commit violence against them. The CNN bias coverage helped create the Black Lives Matter movement. And the cable news network has made tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, selling dishonest racial narratives that divided a nation and targeted those who dedicate their lives to defending people of all races from crimes both petty and incredibly violent. Cuomo and Joshua Berlinger aren't looking to find what drove those domestic terrorists. What drove them is self-evident. All these CNN journalists are doing is providing coverage for their network, their political allies, and maybe blame shift away any guilt they feel for creating such monsters. Asserting that PTSD is to blame and slurring the good names of hundreds of thousands to millions of combat veterans who actually do suffer the effects of coping with the actual horrors of war beyond working with Microsoft products is reprehensible. But not unexpected, because after all, this is CNN. Now, we're coming up on the next break. I'm going to tell you what else I think they're doing here, and I don't think they've thought this through, but they will. They're going to figure this out. And if they've already figured this out, it is particularly nefarious. But that's when we come back. But this is a bunch of hogwash. This reminds me of that movie with Keenan Ivory Wayans, I'm Gonna Get You Sucka, where he was like, he got awards for typing and for paperclip shooting and all this other stuff. And they have no shame. It knows no bounds. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Second Call Defense, they will not let you walk alone. Here's another thing that I thought about when I saw this thing about PTSD and this cat in Baton Rouge. See, PTSD is a way of saying that veterans have mental health issues. And I think that by getting out there and putting the PTSD label on this guy, who was a computer operator, he was an egghead, okay? He's a geek. By putting that on him, this clears the way for them to look at all veterans that have been deployed to create a new prohibited persons list. We already have it within the VA. I'm pretty sure that this has already been thought about, because Dianne Feinstein has talked about this before. She's talked about making sure that she says that everybody returning has got this. They're all just monsters waiting to pop. So when I saw this, the first thing I thought was they're trying to set up and start a trend. They're trying to be trendy here, because sooner or later they will look at this and they'll keep pushing this narrative that this guy in Baton Rouge had PTSD, which in order to have PTSD, you would have to first have to see combat, but he didn't, of course, see that. I'm sure setting up certain network switches and all these other things. I know plenty of sound engineers. I mean, they are their own special breed of person. But they're not, you know, ready to snap like a rubber band at any given time. But when I saw that, I was just thinking, this is a way to take this. They're going to take this and look at him. They're going to say, well, if he had PTSD as an egghead, what about all these guys that saw combat? Perhaps they shouldn't be allowed to buy guns at all. And then before long, one of the things that I find remarkable is how many Navy SEALs there are today and how many special operators there are today. Nobody likes to get out there and claim the unglamorous role of combat support, which is really what makes combat happen. And before long, all of the Navy SEALs that were out there that actually saw combat will out there be out there going, listen, I was a cook. Okay, coming from the NRA ILA at the Republican National Convention, we had Chris Cox who got up there. And he noted that Pantsuit Clinton, she is the first presidential candidate in American history who's running on a promise to gut the Constitution itself by attacking the Second Amendment. And she is saying that, or he's saying that she will stack an elderly Supreme Court with radical left-wing nominees if elected. That's not a stretch for me to believe. He said, and I quote, make no mistake, this election isn't about the next 4 years, it's about the next 40 years. So voting for Clinton or not voting is simply not an option. What's so outrageous is that for the rest of her life, Hillary Clinton will never even think about dialing 911. For 30 years, she hasn't taken a walk, a nap, or a bathroom break without a good guy with a gun there to protect her. So it's easy for her to dismiss a right she will never have to use. But for the rest of us, the choice to own a firearm is ours to make. And in America, there cannot be one set of rules for the Clintons and another set for us. But here's Hillary's problem. American women are the fastest growing group of gun owners. Millions own firearms and millions more are thinking about it. It's not Hillary Clinton who says women should have that choice. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a life member of the NRA, and so are his sons, Don and Eric, because we're the largest and oldest civil rights organization in America. We fight for the rights of all Americans, regardless of race, religion, or sexual orientation, because the right to protect your life is the most precious right you have. Pantsuit is a very bitter old woman. And she is well known of her hatred of law enforcement officers. The stories of her abuse of her Secret Service detail spans 3 decades. Agents view being assigned to her protective service to be a punishment detail, and the elderly Clinton will have agents sentenced to protecting her for the rest of her life. But she doesn't think that your wife and daughter should have that level of protection or even be able to protect themselves. She is running on an anti-Second Amendment platform with one of her oft-repeated goals being the destruction of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. And that has one reason for existing. It protects firearms manufacturers from frivolous lawsuits that the deep-pocketed gun control supporters want to use to bankrupt the gun industry. Now, nobody sues Honda or Ford if a reckless driver causes a car crash, but Pantsuit wants her liberty-hating allies to be able to sue gun companies for merely manufacturing a legal product that criminals later use in crimes more than a decade later. The average time to crime of a firearm is 10.66 years, according to the ATF. So, for all of these Republicans staying home, I'm telling you, the Constitution and the Republic cannot stand a Clinton presidency. It can't do it. It can't take it. We can't take it. Allowing a Clinton presidency means that at some point, probably in my lifetime, there's going to be a civil war. There will be a civil war. There will be a revolt. There will be an armed something or other. If Clinton is in, and what Tegan says is true, that will decimate. You don't just replace spec ops guys. There's not this pool of people that one of the reasons they're spec ops is that they are special people. They have a degree of, I'm not going to quit no matter what, that most people don't have. That's just not something that you can go out and replace if, you know, an entire battalion walks off on you. Losing special operations would be a major blow to the military. Special operations looks at Clinton, looks at Obama. They do not like what they see. They look at the generals. They don't like what they see. They don't like what Petraeus has become. They don't like what McChrystal has become. So we have we have something coming up, and we will have a chance to make our voices heard. All that's left is to make our voices heard. That's it. That's all. All that's left is to make our voices heard. And that's very important. It is vital to the longevity of this republic. And yes, the nation is in duress. It most definitely is in duress. But remember that. Clinton has been with the Secret Service detail for 30 years. And she'll have one for the rest of her life. And she wants to go back into the White House again, this time as the big boss. And we can't absorb that. That's not something we can just simply overcome. So vote accordingly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Second Call Defense, that is they will not let you walk alone. Before we go away, this is one thing I just wanted to point out to. The attack minister and spokesman of ISIS, Abu Mohammed al-Adnani, is not worried by the Democrat calls for gun control laws. Here are instructions he issued 2 years ago. If you cannot detonate a bomb or fire a bullet, arrange to meet alone with a French or an American infidel and bash his skull in with a rock. Slaughter him with a knife, run him over with your car, throw him off a cliff, strangle him, or inject him with poison. Al-Adnani said there was no need to consult anyone, as all unbelievers are fair game. It is immaterial if the infidel is a combatant or a civilian. They're both enemies. The blood of both is permitted. Everybody clear on that one? Do you understand why they look at gun control and say, fine, no big deal for us? They don't care if they have guns or not. They just want to kill us. No matter how honest ISIS and Iran are about their intentions to murder infidels singly and by the millions, the Democrat reaction to each attack is to repeat nonsense about Islam as the religion of peace, that the Second Amendment is endangering us, and that we're Islamophobes for taking such messages seriously. And you'd be a fool and a communist to think otherwise. Oh, gosh. All right. I think tonight is the last night of the Republican National Convention. We have gotten to see some displays of true ethics and honor. Ohio Governor Kasich has not attended the convention and will not endorse Donald Trump. He claims to be a man of conviction, but what is he? Where is his conviction and what is it about? Is he a sore loser? Governor Jeb Bush, he did not attend. Is he still upset because he was called a loser or low energy? Do you think that $100+ million raised by his campaign should have ensured his victory? Did he buy it? Could they be willing to elect pantsuit over Donald Trump? Are they happy with the thought of saddling us with the Supreme Court judges and federal judges appointed by pantsuit's administration? these ethics that we see from them are less conservative and constitutional and more personal. This is about their pride. And that will certainly help Clinton in this election. Lindsey Graham, the senior senator from my state, did not attend. At one point, he planned to honor his pledge, but then he recanted. You can understand McCain's and President Bush's failure to participate, but why would Governor Mitt Romney take Trump's money in 2012 but refuse to vote for him in 2016? Why would he work so hard to hurt Trump's candidacy and help Hillary? Could his pride be involved? After all, in his loss in 2012, Trump gave him a little hard time about that. Governor Walker decided that supporting Trump is honorable. Senator Rubio managed to accept his defeat and support Trump. And then there's Ted Cruz. They offered him a place at the podium, despite his failure to honor his pledge that he made. He spoke glowingly of freedom and the right to choose. And then he did not endorse Trump. His future endeavors will probably pay the price of that moment. Trump invited him to speak without an endorsement, but he was not gracious in return. His pride will be remembered should Trump fail to win the presidency. He, Cruz, was trying to position himself for 2020. The Trump supporters did not support him. And they won't forget this slight. Could he not recognize the difference between Trump and Clinton that he so eloquently put forth in his speech? Campaigns, one of the reasons I don't run for office is I couldn't take the campaign. The contentiousness of it all is just beyond me. Newt Gingrich provided cover for Cruz in his opening. Dr. Carson, Governor Christie, Governor Perry were given access to the podium. All invited by Trump. Few candidates are this gracious. Today, the press was given information about negotiations with Kasich for a role in the campaign. Those leaks were aimed at hurting Trump's candidacy. Kasich's refusal to help organize for the election may cost the state of Ohio, which is necessary for a Republican win. These Republicans have put their own interests ahead of the interests of the country. This is something no soldier would ever do. No Marine would ever do this. No sailor would ever do this. No jet pilot from the Air Force would ever do this. We have to put the country before ourselves, even if it means our lives. These guys can't even look at things and say 8 years has passed really quick. It'll pass again, and then I'll have another shot. They don't have, their ego is so fevered that they can't let go. Gingrich clearly made the case for Trump against Clinton on national security. Why didn't Cruz understand that imperative? Mike Pence has decided to run with Trump rather than seek re-election as Indiana governor. And he must believe that Trump will win. He is conservative. He spent time in Washington, and he's managed a state. He is not flashy, but when you're teamed with Trump, you don't need to be flashy. He's got the flash. You just need to be steady. This race, this presidential race, is the Republicans to lose. A united Republican Party can be victorious. A divided one cannot win. Democrats unify if only to incrementally gain their goals. Every time they do it. Republicans have too often chosen defeat rather than compromise after a bruising battle. Reagan got it right, though. Reagan said there is no substitute for victory. He argued against the temptation to put yourself above the nation. Now it's time for these hurt egos to find their way to grace within the Republican Party. Trump is not perfect, but his success in business speaks volumes. His wonderful children demonstrate he has some sort of skill. And as Donald Jr. stated, he and his siblings are comfortable on a tractor and in a car. Trump works hard in his business, but contrary to Senator Warren's admonition that he values money above all else, Donald's children demonstrated that he put his children above by calling them in the room while negotiating deals. Trump has become the voice of a disenfranchised disenfranchised group of people looking at an establishment. Will the establishment recognize that their time may have come to an end? Is that their problem? They can't let go? Will the Republican establishment stand in the way or help reform our government and reduce the bureaucracy? We're in a countdown. And the clock is ticking. And in 11 weeks, we will know. What stands in the balance is way, way too much to possibly juggle. The fevered egos need to calm down and unify and get in the same foxhole as we're all in. And let's all face the opposition we face and let's win this. We'll be back tomorrow, 21 hours from now, between now and then. Stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.